3, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby reconvened into regular open session of Council at 6:32 p.m. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-144, moved by Councilor Haskin, second by Councilor Ryland. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby accept the reports, recommendations, and directions arising from the closed session held March 19th, 2024. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. The open session will take roll call again as well.
Councillor Morley Haskell.
Councillor Nick Ryland.
Councillor Dennis Zulak.
Councillor Mike Kekkonen.
Ida Watkinson, Clerk Administrator.
Deputy Clerk Carly Britton.
Mayor David Moore. Are there any declarations of pecuniary and or personal interest in the general nature thereof? Hearing none. In the spirit of reconciliation and cooperation, we wish to acknowledge that the land in which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. Its boundaries fall within the Robinson-Huron Treaty of 1850 and the Williams Treaty of 1923. We are grateful to live here, and we thank all the generations of people who have taken care of this land for thousands of years. To honor the suffering of Indigenous people and the love and wisdom they have carried for thousands of years, we pledge to work in community and harmony with each other and the environment we inhabit and work towards truth and reconciliation. And resolution 24-145, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby approve the minutes of the March 1st, 2024 special meeting of Council and March 5th, 2024 regular meeting of Council is circulated. Discussion? All question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Yeah, resolution 24-146, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Haskin. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby have no objection to the installation of 3 new hydro poles to be placed on the high end of the ditch to the extreme outside border within the right of way on Floods Lane by Hydro 1. Discussion? Just had that clarified that it's not a road allowance, that it is a right of way, and Hydro, I guess, is aware of that now. So, okay.
So, do we actually need to even participate in this then?
I don't know. I mean, we have no objection to it, so we're not giving a consent or anything. It's not on township property, but I'm not exactly sure whether it's coming off a line on Grants Road. I would almost think they'd have to go off a main line somewhere, which is township property. Now, they have an easement out there, I'm sure, so I don't think it's going to matter one way or the other. Hydro is going to do what they want to do, so it's just that we aren't really involved. All the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-147, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Zulak. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has no objections to relocate the registered rights of way, locally known as Fire Route 160, to the roadway that is in use presently, as applied for by the Ridge at Lake Manitou, Inc., in application number B12/2024. And further, that it be requested that the Perry Sound Area Planning Board does not consider the inclusion of a condition in their decision, where a 5126 consent agreement is to be registered on title with the township to expedite the process for owners on the road, and further that Fire Route 160 is a private road, so the township does not have any interest or obligation to enter into a consent agreement with the applicant. Discussion? Had correspondence on this, and I noticed that he was on there. He's still on there, Patrick Christie, so I don't know whether he had any comments on it. Or, and I know we have a public question period at the end of council, but because this is a concern, we've received information on it, whether anybody from the public has anything to weigh in on this as well. Patrick, do you have any particular comments on this one?
I do not, Mr. Mayor. This is a file with considerable history, and everyone knows everything there is to know about it, so I have no other comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further comments from council or the public?
Mr. Mayor, it's Ted Davidson.
Yes, go ahead.
Just one thing for clarification. I believe that this relocated right-of-way is also part of the site plan agreement that the township has with the Bridge of Manitou. Is that correct?
It was in there, but the agreement was to be between the landowners on the cottages in further and the ridge, not the township.
No, you the township has a separate site plan agreement,
right,
with the Ridge of Manitou,
right,
of which this road is a part.
Yes, and as I say, what it described in that agreement, and I've gone through it numerous times, is that they set up a separate agreement with the environmental and with the road itself, not the township.
And is that agreement in effect, or is it?
Well, the H was on it originally, as you're aware, and the H was removed. So I don't know what agreement the landowners in there and the ridge have between themselves. I don't know where that sits.
Okay, now I also noticed in this that you had RHH Engineering undertake an assessment of the right-of-way.
We've inherited that, you're right. I don't know who actually initiated that, who requested that he do it, and who paid him. I have no idea.
Well, it says it's directed to the township of McKellar, so I'm assuming that someone in McKellar asked them to do it.
Someone may have, but I don't want to go any further with assumptions, but you're right what you're saying.
Okay. Now, he's made certain recommendations. Are you going to include those in your recommendations to the planning board or not?
That's a private road, so our concern is saying anything about a private road. This has happened in the past. We've had people on private roads ask us for our road superintendent or director of operations to give opinions, and we have said no to that because of liability concerns, and that they can hire their own engineers if they have any questions about whether they should be installing a culvert or what they should do, the condition of the road. So we've leave that to the individual landowners. And as far as RHH, to be honest, we've inherited that. I don't know who actually hired him, and it's interesting that he says we have no private road standards.
Okay, but what I'm suggesting, Mr. Mayor, is that, and Council, you have numerous Section 5126 agreements throughout the township that deal with private roads. For example, Fire Route 155, Frankie's Lane, many of them, that you have agreements with respect to the construction of private roads throughout the township.
You'll have to refresh my memory when we actually talk about the construction of those roads?
Yes, in the agreements. You have one with the Chandlers, you have one with the Brandmoor, the development of the Wyridge lands was all done by way of Section 5126 between the township and the owner at the time. And the agreements specify the construction standards for the road in terms of the width of the travel right-of-way as well as clearing width.
Yes, my understanding, again, you can correct us on this, that we haven't put any township equipment on those roads?
No, I'm not saying you have, but in order to provide emergency services like fire trucks, etc., you had to have it constructed at least to a certain level, after which the maintenance of it would fall to the private landlords.
Well, this is our concern with the agreement that's been presented in front of us. That if the maintenance falls to the private landowners or to the ridge, if that's faulted or defaulted, then the township has to do it. And there's no way that we are agreeing to that, that we're going to go in and actually do the work and then charge the applicant or the ridge.
No, I understand that. But for example, I think on the right of way to the ridge, I think the fire equipment is almost just south of the 18th green. So you'll have to get to it somehow.
So we had toyed with the idea, and we are working on our official plan and zoning with with some of the surrounding townships where they have limited service roads. And we put that out as an option, and people, of course, on those particular roads were concerned. But I know with the one back in Fox Farm Road, leading into that association, I believe it is somewhat limited services on that one. And so that's another concern we'll have to look at, certainly as we look at our official plan and zoning, whether we can provide full service to some of those private property owners.
Okay, I got nothing further.
Okay, anything else from the public or council? Call the question then, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. And resolution 24-148, moved by Councilor Haskam, second by Councilor Ryland. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the minutes of the January 4th, 2024, January 29th, 2024, and February the 2nd, 2024 meetings of the Township of McKellar Public Library Board. Any discussion of those minutes? Looks like they're fairly busy. You have a report later?
No.
All the question then, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. And resolution 24-149, moved by Councilor Keckin, second by Councilor Zulak. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the minutes of the January 29th, 2024 meeting of the Perry Sound Area Planning Board. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Councilor Haskam, that's what you were looking for last time. We got the minutes.
Well, I could have commented that I wasn't actually, I'm listed as not present at the meeting,
but
I was involved in moving and stuff. I think what happened was I was absent at the meeting before and my name didn't get put back on, but it's not. The world will continue to turn.
You moved in absentia.
And resolution 24-150, moved by Councilor Ryland, second by Councilor Haskam. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the minutes of the November 29, 2023 meeting of the Finance and Property Committee of the North Bay Perry Sound District Health Unit Board of Health. Discussion? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 24-151, moved by Councilor Keckin and second by Councilor Zulak. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive reports FD-2024-04, the month end status updates for January 2024, and FD-2024-05, the month end status updates for February 2024 from Fire Chief Robert Morrison for information purposes. Any discussion of those reports? And one question I guess we can ask when he shows up for a future meeting. You talked about the sign being stolen in the park. We found it under the snow. I don't know whether that's the original or there's a sign up there now, and I think it just got buried. I don't think it was necessarily stolen, but I don't know. In both reports, it talks about it being stolen, and it's there.
Yeah,
somebody's put it back
I've
up.
I've seen it there, and I thought, boy, that was quick getting replaced.
Yeah. report on that. Call the question then, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 24-152, moved by Councilor Haskins, second by Councilor Ryland. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the projected non-eligible blue box material cost deductions and further request staff to present a bylaw to enter into an agreement with Circular Materials Ontario at the next regular meeting of Council. Discussion? I don't know whether Carly has more information on that. In one of her many jobs here.
I don't have any more information other than what was provided in the council agenda package. So the text box at the bottom of the document is what was received by CMO. And then I had went through all of our recycling invoices for 2023 and showed how many. So a lift is a pickup. That's the bin. What portions were fiber and plastic, their weights. And then I also took our non-eligible deduction is 2.2%. That number comes from MPAC. It's not a number that was just pulled out of the air. Our original contract had 25%, but this township needed to show proof that our percentage was much lower. So that was done through a letter by MPAC. So then you take the ton of the lift and times it by the percentage of non-deductibles and the $200 charge. So deduction, the average deduction will be about $15.31 per lift. So I took calculations and did that for a full year. So the highest deduction we would receive, so that would be every lift is 4.20 metric tons, which doesn't really seem like that will be the case in 2024. So our highest percentage, our highest deduction annually would be $600. So in light of that, Rochon has added $1,000 to the recycling budget for the draft 2024 budget to account for those deductions we will see.
So looking at, I guess, Councilor Peckin, you're the one that brought up the issue of the costs here. So how does that sound?
It looks good. I think where the confusion started was in the agreement where it has the definition of non-eligible source, and then it says non-eligible source means a source within an eligible community listed in Exhibit 5 that is not an eligible source. And then you look at Exhibit 5, and Exhibit 5 says service commencement dates. Mm-hmm. So there's inaccuracies in the contract itself, which leads to confusion. But then when you actually look through other parts to find, the source unit deduction, the 2.2%. So that's on 3.3 in the document. So that helps sort of clarify with that information lacking. So it's reassuring to see that there's that 2.2% multiplied as the the non-eligible source deduction. Yeah, so that's what that is, because there's a couple of terms that are very similar, and that helps clarify and is a big relief just to know that it's multiplied by 2.2%. So.
Yeah, so we'll ensure that the exhibits match up with the proper data figures, and then we'll get CMO to change that for us.
Yeah, that's good.
Any further comments on that? So you're working on the bylaw?
Correct.
There'll be one in place for the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think there was one other concern we had regarding ownership. This, when we discussed it first on January the 23rd.
Well, we did talk about the fact that our transfer station bylaw says that anything, I don't know if that's what you're referring to,
yes,
anything
right.
coming in through the gates is township property.
Yeah.
But they're saying anything in blue box material is their property. So we'll have to change that. But right. We're just sort of holding it for them on an interim basis, and they take ownership. If we're agreeable to that, I guess. I don't know what the options are.
Not many.
No.
We could try and sell it at the dump, you know.
Yeah. The Did that answer that other?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Good, thank you. Follow the question then, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 24-153, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, seconded by Councilor Zulak. Be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the accounts payable preliminary check run report for February 2024 from Treasurer Roshan Cantillo for information purposes. Discussion?
So the courses and training, this is on page 3 of 18, BLS training.
Yeah, that's the parliamentary procedures course that I and myself and Mary are taking in April.
Oh, so this is another municipality? No, Scott, someone from Snug Haven Road is?
Scott Cook on page 3.
So there's $180. This is under, yeah, general government.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'll ask for time on that one. Oh, is that
fire?
Is that bylaw?
Yes. That's the training that...
Bylaws, okay.
Yes. That's the training that Tom had to take for emergency management. It was held in Carlin.
Okay. Good. Carry that up.
I'm wondering if some of these repairs, if it actually was referring to which piece of equipment the repairs were taking place on.
Different page. So.
Yeah, so that would be at the top of page 4 of 18, thermostat, gasket, and belt. And then further on, I see two alternators being changed, or two alternator purchases.
Sometimes he names it and sometimes he doesn't, right? So probably be good. I don't think that would be any difficulty unless he doesn't have space. Roshan can put that in there.
No, actually, I cannot talk to Mary to ask her to put that in.
Okay.
I know it. If I knew the GL number right off the top of my head, it is specific to a certain machine, but it would be quite easy to just put it in the description so that we know in the future which ones they are.
That would be great, just so then we have a bit of a record of which pieces of equipment are having extensive repairs done on them.
Yep.
See if then we can determine if they're at end of life.
Yep, yeah, because you can see like on the next one down where it says specifically cat back.
Yeah.
Yep, I can ask Mary to do that.
And on page 9 of 18, so there was some problems with the post office washroom.
Yes, again. I'm not really sure how it happened, but the thing came off, the sink came right off the wall. They called Morrow Plumbing to come in and take a look, and it was screwed through the drywall, but it was never screwed into a stud.
Yeah.
So it's a wonder that it hasn't fallen off the wall long ago.
Wow.
So that's because it was the tiny little girl that works down there came up and said,
that'd be a shock.
Children broke the bathroom.
Take that so many ways, yeah. That was
yeah.
I'm just wondering, on that particular one, should we be calling it the post office washroom? Because I know we're talking custodian and things like that, but I just want to make sure that the people realize that it is a public washroom. It's not the person in the post office uses it, yes, but the public can use it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think staff might even use it. I don't know.
So is it open now?
As far as I know, it's open.
I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know if it's open or if the postmaster has the key and they ask them for
the key. As far as I know, it's open.
I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be good to check on that.
Yeah, I'll check on that.
Yeah, because that one, sometimes I think it locks on its own.
Mm-hmm.
wondering about page 16 of 18, LAS, the Local Authority Services. And it has membership subscription energy planning tool for 2024. And that's $305.28.
It's a membership subscription, so somebody must be.
There must be a building department one. I don't know if it's connected through like cloud permit, or I'm not quite sure.
Because it's energy planning tool. So is that something that's useful, or are we utilizing that?
I will check with Rochelle on that, because the address that's on there, the 200 University Avenue, that's Gamble. So I'll have to check with Rochelle on what that is for.
Okay.
I just have a question that maybe you could check with Rochelle. With all of our insurance, like, imagine for all the vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
We would have fleet insurance, I would imagine.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be covered under our main insurance policy? That's over $100,000 a year now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, it's certainly not cheap.
It wasn't long ago, it was $38,000 a year. So.
Any further comments on the check balance? Follow the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-154, moved by Councillor Ryland, seconded by Councillor Haskin. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby support the Town of Lincoln Resolution Number RC-2024-23. Urging the provincial government to support increasing funding to both public libraries and community museums, recognizing these institutions as national assets and strategically investing in their potential will contribute significantly to renewing post-pandemic social cohesion, economic well-being, and community resilience. And further, that this resolution be circulated to the province, the Minister of Tourism, Culture, and Sport, Association of Municipalities of Ontario, AMIL, and the Town of Lincoln. Discussion. Call the question. All in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-155, moved by Councillor Zulak, seconded by Councillor Kekkonen. Whereas subsection 2716 of the Ontario Heritage Act stipulates that any non-designated heritage property listed on the Municipal Register of Properties as of December 31st, 2022, shall be removed from the Municipal Register on or before January the 1st, 2025, if the Council of the Municipality does not give a notice of intention to designate the property under subsection 29.1 of the Ontario Heritage Act on or before January the 1st, 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby support the Town of Cobourg Resolution requesting that subsection 2716 of the Ontario Heritage Act be amended to extend for 5 years from January the 1st, 2025 to January the 1st, 2030. Discussion? Councilor Zulak?
Do we have any?
That was my question.
We went through it years back, and I know there were people who had heritage buildings,
yeah,
and that included a large percentage of the township, but there was so much involved that I'm not sure we ever really got into it. They were looking for grants themselves as individuals, and maybe Ina has the answer. I don't know.
No.
Nothing designated.
Nothing designated.
There's so many restrictions too on the heritage itself. I mean, as soon as even Hemlock, as an example, now that it's been altered, I'm not sure that would even fit under the, even though it may have the date 18 something up there. The front's been moved to the back, and the siding's been put on, and you try to keep it original, but I'm not sure. And I'm not sure, again, if the public is even concerned. Like I said, there used to be grants attached, so that's why they were interested. They were designated a certain level, and they couldn't make any changes without going through the regulations, but they did receive a grant if they wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure how involved it is now. And if the public hasn't come forward about it, certainly have some older buildings in the township which would probably qualify as heritage buildings, relatively speaking. I mean, not like England or anything, but.
Yeah.
I just wonder.
Yeah, I guess if we've seen any grant opportunities for heritage buildings, we would have to, you know, look at them seriously, you know, to determine whether.
So this doesn't affect, this doesn't affect us having to have this report in?
No.
Okay, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-156, moved by Councillor Haskam, seconded by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of Township of Kettering does hereby receive the report to the Board of Health dated March the 6th, 2024, from Dr. Carol Zimbalati, Medical Officer of Health for the North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. Any discussion? Very detailed report.
Mm-hmm.
Competing with DSAB, I think, for detailed reports. I just can't believe, I never really thought about it, I guess, all the various areas they're involved in. There's so many different departments and organizations that they're sort of the umbrella for all of it, I guess. It still concerns me, this whole merging thing, because, I mean, we went through that before with the Lynns, and it sounds like she's in discussion now with other areas, Renfrew, I guess, and some of the others that we'll be joined with. To me, the larger you get, more difficult it is to make contacts, first of all, and to get anything done, but they seem to be going that route too, just as previous governments expanding.
I can just add that we,
okay.
I received an email this afternoon that Renfrew refused it.
Oh, okay. That's an update then.
Yeah, I just got that just right around 4 o'clock.
I don't know where that puts us in, but who else to negotiate with? Like we used to go, I know, right up to James Bay. It was a huge area. And I don't even know if it's the same organization, how they divided it up, but whether this is the same as the Lynns, or whether we still have Lynns, I don't know. That's not my area of expertise. So. Okay, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-157, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, seconded by Councillor Zulak. Be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of Township of Kettering has hereby received the email from Paul Mallory regarding his request to change his civic address. And we'll just see if there's anything else to add. That's it. And further.
Yeah. Well,
discussion.
Discussion. Mr. Mallory has requested several times about having McKellar Ferguson Boundary Road change to just Boundary Road. We've explained to him that it's not a decision that just one council can make because it goes through both townships, so it has to be something that both of them agree with. I think Mr. Mallory's probably burned a few bridges with McDougall and they're not very willing to work with him. And we did have a resolution where we approved the name change in principle. McDougall said no. They wouldn't. He's asked several more times, and as I said, the only thing you can do if you want to bring it to council again, and we forward it off to McDougall and see one more time whether they would be willing to look at it. Just recently, I've received emails because Mr. Mallory accesses his property from Lorimer Lake Road. Lockern Road, sorry, Lockern Road. He's
like
right at the very end at Lockern Road. And he is not happy because the delivery trucks and stuff that come in, they get stuck in his driveway because McDougall plows to the end of McDougall Road and his driveway goes forward from there. He also commented for emergency services that he would prefer his civic address to be Lockern Road, just for the simple fact of if an emergency truck needs to come, you're telling him he's on McDougal Boundary Road, they can't travel that way. There is one other property just to the, I don't know if it's the north of him, that is in McKellar and does have a civic number of Locker and Road. And when you look on the geography network, you can see where it, the driveway or the roadway to that property is right at the border of McKellar and McDougal. We have no idea when that property was given that civic number, and we don't know who would have given it to him and whether it was given by someone in McKellar or someone in McDougal. The other thing that we're concerned about, and McKellar is McDougal is concerned about, is that once he is given the civic address, if he's given the civic address of Locker and Road, now he's going to be expecting the service. And I said, I explained to him, I said, you have to think about this because you now have a civic number for Locker and Road, a civic address, and you are accessing your property through McDougal Township. McDougal Township could very well come back and say, you owe us some money. I don't know what the legalese is in regards to that. And so the last phone call I got from Lori West at McDougal was that they basically want him to go away. And I don't know if there's anything that we can do at our level or if we can plead his case to McDougal. But that's why it's been brought to council, so that maybe it can carry a little more weight. Is talking to their CAO, Director of Operations, and the clerk, they're not interested in working with Mr. Mallory.
So what happens? What happens if he has an emergency in there and say he does he died or something,
mm-hmm.
and he, because they couldn't get to him,
mm-hmm.
because of the civic address?
Right.
Who's responsible?
That's a good question. That's because he actually...
He's asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, he knows, he knew certainly, that we don't provide winter service, any plowing in that road.
Mm-hmm.
We just do summer maintenance on it up to the point where the township ends.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and I don't think we've ever done any work on Lockern Road, because that's not what it's called in our township.
Mm-hmm. No.
So I'm not sure where he's coming from here, how he can live in McKellar and yet have a Lockern address.
Right,
and
so
that's
I'm just saying, how? So is there a way we can make it a different address?
I think it makes sense to keep it Lockern because the one to the northeast is in McKellar Township,
mm-hmm.
and that's, and it's no different than any place in the world where the road changes and goes across the boundary line,
mm-hmm.
line, and it's still the same name of the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so like it's, I don't think it's this complicated.
Yeah. I just don't know, is it us that can assign him that civic number, or do we have to get McDougal to assign that civic number?
Well, who is it that assigns civic numbers for any properties in McKellar Township?
Chris. And Chris's opinion is that Locker and Road is not in McKellar. He can't assign a civic number for a road that doesn't exist in the township.
We would have to look at the extending Locker and Road then to engulf some of the boundary road, like a name change, then to get to Mr. Mallory's driveway, basically, then, if that's a possibility. He's got a legitimate argument, because
yes.
I know the snowmobile trail runs from 124 through there, and once in a while you'll see a vehicle actually
mm-hmm.
traveling the
mm-hmm.
snowmobile trail to a point where they've just
mm-hmm.
bogged down it.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah,
yeah, that was ever an emergency
yeah.
vehicle or something. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that wouldn't be... So maybe we should look into it a little more and see if that's an avenue that could be taken,
right.
whether we could get a report, whether Chris would do a little report to council, at least get us correspondence showing the mapping and you know, where his driveway is and stuff, and
mm-hmm.
see whether, and then maybe McDougal would consider the name change of Lockhart into McKellar Township for that little distance. I don't see how that is a negative to.
No, the other thing, I'm just wondering from McDougall's perspective, like they plowed Lockhart out to a certain point, and now they're going to be plowing part of McKellar Ferguson Boundary Road?
Unless that new section was designated as a private section.
And I don't know. I certainly have to negotiate with McDougall.
Yeah, it's too many questions. Like, once it's named Lockhart Road, then is he going to say, well, I'm on Lockhart Road, you should be plowing? I don't know. Like, it's really...
So we don't want a situation certainly where our crew has to go down, your wagon make it in, plow that little bit.
Well, see,
sure.
that's the thing. Like, if you look at Grey Owl, with the agreement with Dunchurch, one does summer, one does winter. There's no agreement.
Well, how did that work? There was no 911 numbers or that, but years ago, when on the West Road, when the McKellar only went so far, and there was people beyond that, so how did we handle that? Because I remember something coming in to council, and you know, if there was, and there was somebody back there that was sick, and if ambulances needed to get in there, I can't remember how that was handled.
No, probably that time of season too, because summer maintained is what the actual maintenance stopped. For winter maintenance,
yeah.
Right around Moffitt, sir. We didn't go in any further. And then, and we always had that question too, if there were, because it was a township road. It was one of the colonization roads, we thought. And that if there was somebody living in there permanently, this is what we talked about with different roads too, then we would consider, I think of that in Grey Owl, when the Cunninghams, they had concerns because it was closed for a period of years too. The whole Grey Owl wasn't plowed through the winter. And then they came forward to council and said, well, we have people in there and we need... So it was opened up again with an agreement with Whitestone. And the West Road itself too, yes, we maintain that now. But under schedule, whatever it is, and Schedule A to that resolution, that's the only reason it's being done. There's nothing in the books to say that we have to keep that plowed, so it could be closed at any time. But I think we've had in place so long Schedule A that I can't see us reneging on it necessarily, but I think our attempt was to, certainly for the unassumed roads to, but you need people enough and they're interested to pay some of the bill to do that. And back West Road, you've got an awful lot of private property that leads into one or two houses. They're not going to pay the shop because they don't need the access to West Road.
And there's only two people, him and someone else back there?
I think there's some other, like there's some cottages back there as well, but they, I don't think they're there in the winter time. But their address
is here all the time.
He's there all the time. Yeah. So he does have a legitimate concern. I just don't know how we fix it.
Yeah, it's a question. I Councillor Haskins' idea is a good one. To have Chris, you know, I don't know how much spare time he has, but to investigate this a bit, review, but I think it's the age-old thing, too, the chicken or the egg. Did he build knowing that he didn't have full access there year-round?
Yeah.
And that's a concern, I would say.
Well, it looks like he does have access. It says, I allow the McDougall locker and snowplow to turn around on my land in front of my house.
Right.
So it's not that jerk. He's asked, from what we're being presented, that he's asking for increased services. All he wants to make sure is that anyone that's trying to access his place, including EMS, don't go McKellar Ferguson Boundary Road, but take Lockhart Road to 292. You know,
I think that's why we have to negotiate with McDougall, because if it's Lockhart Road, I mean, they're the ones in charge of that name. So they're going to have to agree that, it can be extended out to his property and get that arranged. I think McDougall has to be part of all this, and if they're not, then I don't know
what we can do.
Mm-hmm. I know the problems before on that particular road, because it does sachet just as you go around Fresky Lake there, that there's a big area that goes over to the west further into McDougall. That's the boundary road, but most of that's in McDougall, that whole section, and people wanted a severance in there and to rebuild the road. I think it was maybe moved over. And there was a concern from the township's part whether we should do that or not. So these particular people went to back to McGauver. And I know that these boundary roads, we have to straighten it out, because when we get dealing with Herdville Bridge later, McDougal's part of that. It's a boundary road. So I think discussions here in this one might just pave the way for future discussions about boundary roads and who pays what. And I know even when they McDougal decided to pave their whole township with asphalt, they talked to the township about making the donation, and I'm sure we did.
Yep.
To cover that area, but went from somewhere around Maplewood, I guess, through to wherever it goes out at McDougal Road.
Yeah.
So
that's probably the avenue, is to have a boundary road agreement for just that short section of road, and just for the naming of that section of road, because they're really already maintaining it, and that could be incorporated in the boundary road agreement that we do continue as they are, the only, and agree upon the renaming of that section of, extend the name of that section of road to Lockern Road.
Yeah, well, that would be discussions in with McDougal, certainly. Yeah. So maybe as an initial step, if Chris can look into that.
Okay.
There's a further.
Looking at the map, Lockern is actually a fairly long road. So mm-hmm. It weaves all over the place back in there. And it's unclear to me by looking at how the roads are here. I mean, here I can pass this around, but I mean, this is the boundary road here, and that's Lockern here, and up here, and that's where 292 is in there, right? And clearly this looks, because this is a satellite photograph, you can see that this was, I assume, recently grappled, as opposed to this portion was not. But I mean, I think technically this is Lockern from here, because Boundary Road ends there. I don't, again, that's what the map shows. It doesn't mean it's accurate, but anyhow,
yeah,
it's,
know,
it's pretty weird, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's some problems in that road, certainly. I mean, there's a sharp corner and a hill right around the area where,
yeah,
and that's hard to keep maintained.
Yeah.
And I know on our end of it, around Fresky there, we had washouts that, just as you started in the road, not too far in. I have big culverts in there now, but you'd know more with the snowmobile traveling over it.
Mm-hmm.
I this agreement, yes, we have to look at it, but we also want to make sure, I wasn't on council at the time, but I thought that was an interesting trade-off where you mentioned Gray Owl, that McKellar was responsible for Gray Owl, and then Whitestone responsible for the road up leading into Manson Lake. Didn't seem like a fair trade-off to me.
Because really,
it used to be a summer-winter trade-off, you're right, and now it's a full year-maintained trade-off. But anyway.
Yeah, that should have been negotiated a little different, that if they didn't want to maintain it, they share in the half the costs.
Right. Like, I just see there's some things going on now on the Troll Road that was off Gray Owl, and they have to access through the boundary road to get there, and most of the Troll is in Whitestone, but they really have nothing to do with keeping the road up now, Whitestone. It's all McKellar's, as far as I can read it, but we have to maintain it winter and summer. So anybody benefiting from Whitestone going on Troll Road would come back to us and say, well, let's fix up that road. And we can't really go back on Whitestone and say, well, it's a 50-50, because it was a trade a while back. And the one leading into Manson, what's the name of that? I'm trying to think of the name of the road in there. It's pronounced differently by depending on who's. Anyway, it's a very short road that really leads, it reminds me of Fern Harris's road that really doesn't go very far, just mm-hmm. short distance, so not much maintenance there.
Is it crawl?
Just close to the water, right?
Yeah.
Just goes to the water.
Wrong.
No,
there is a way to fix how GPS will find that location, depending on what app that the emergency is using. Because when I look at this and did a search for 292 McKellar Ferguson Road, it finds the same property, but
there.
It says that this portion here is McKellar Ferguson Boundary Road, but Lockern is
Lox.
Here and there. So, and when I just look for Lockern Road without an address, it says this whole piece is Lockern Road.
Well,
so
I know, but that's, you can't always go by that.
No, I get that, but I mean here, if for example, this is, I'm looking at Google Maps, if I told this to Google Maps, they would at the very least look at it and ask, you know, if we, I'm not proposing that I would do this, but I mean if we provided this letter as the reason why we need to have Google Maps reflecting that is McKellar Ferguson Boundary Road, then at least they wouldn't have 911 going to the wrong place simply because they don't know. Although I'm unclear, are they not getting there simply because it's not plowed? Is that, that's kind of what I got out of this paragraph, but because they get stuck in January, February at the junction of the road of McKellar Ferguson and 24.
Well, that's where I found it confusing because Councilor Kekkonen just said that they turned in his driveway, so
yeah.
It sounds like they are plowing that far, but that's sort of a courtesy. It doesn't sound like they have to, it's just easy for them to turn.
But I mean, I do feel sorry for him, especially when he ends up with PS, I'm a low income senior. I mean, you know, it's a pretty tough situation. I wouldn't want something to happen where he needed medical care and couldn't get it. But so what, we'll ask Chris to follow up with McDougal and see if something
yes.
can be accomplished?
Yeah,
okay.
I've got it.
Okay.
Did we get the name of that road out there?
Yeah, yeah, Luke's Loves.
Lugs. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's sometimes
Oscar.
Spelled.
Oscar
yeah.
Luke.
Right. I remember him. Yeah. Whether it's an LA or an LO, depending on how they decide to spell it. But that was it. Okay, the addition is further that, as the amendment, council requests CBO Chris Borlow to investigate the assignment of a civic number where the property in question is located within McKellar Township, and the access to the property is from the municipality of McDougal. Any question about the amendment?
I think it would be better if it said in the municipality of McDougal as opposed to from the municipality, because it could have been, I mean, looking at the map, I mean, there's at least two ways to access that, but, right, because it does come back down to Lorimer Lake Road. I looked at that, too, so. It's not a big
but
deal.
Well, no,
just,
no,
yeah.
I know what you're saying,
yeah.
But the access is actually from both directions.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily
yeah.
just from or in McDougal.
But what this is saying is that because the access that he's referring to is from Lockhearn Road,
right.
that it's from McDougal, and the continuation of the name would be Lockhearn Road.
Yeah, if you've got the letter that goes with this, yeah, that would make sense.
Want to here's a copy.
Okay, call the question on the amendment. First of all those in favor? None opposed. Call on the amended resolution. All those in favor? None opposed. Gary?
So you give that also a copy of the letter to Chris?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And reply to Mr. Mallory?
Yep.
With the resolution?
Yep. I have to log on the call for me.
Another resolution 24-158. Moved by Councillor Ryan, second by Councillor Haskin. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar has hereby received the follow-up letter from Nadine Hammond, curator/manager of the Westbury Sound District Museum, and further respectfully declined the museum's offer to have representation on the board. Therefore, McKellar will not be making a municipal contribution to the museum in 2024. Discussion? I just found it interesting that they were looking for $14,000 from us, but they would negotiate, said that, you know, you can pay whatever sort of thing, as long as we get somebody on the board. And I noticed Whitestone is down for $2,000. And I noticed Sequin is reduced dramatically from what they were paying. So I don't know what's happening on that board and where they're getting their money. I guess municipal contributions, you know, certainly welcome. But I just can't see us, and I know maybe they're into distance again, but we even have our own museum as such, as mentioned before, and they're looking for $14,000 from us and $2,000 from Whitestone. It just doesn't seem to, I don't know. And even Perry Sound, again, I look at the accrued benefits from that, location where it is, and looking at what they're being asked to pay, and I just don't think it's the $14,000 is fair to our ratepayers. Relative to the other townships.
Did Whitestone belong to it before?
I don't
know. Yeah.
I think the other thing that we have, and Whitestone doesn't have, of course, as I said, our own museum, but it's not a we cooperate with the Prairie Sound Museum? I mean, Prairie Sound area. They've had displays, and they sometimes come up and put up a display too for various functions.
Well, I think if any individuals are interested, they could attend these board meetings and you know, get a sense of what's going on to determine if there is some partnership value sometime in the future, or if there is some. So I don't think there's a necessary monetary contribution associated with someone attending as a guest at those meetings, whether it be a citizen or anyone else.
Yeah, I can't remember. I know I was on the board for a number of years, but what the rules and regulations are for, and now, of course, with the whole Zoom thing, whether the meeting in person or on Zoom, I'm not sure, and who can attend and who can't. Certainly, I think it's open to the public meetings, and it's just your voting restrictions, of course, if you're not a member. But yeah, I think that's, and maybe they advertise that way that people can go to the meetings. I don't know. It's past experience was that unless it was some special project, not too many people in the public ever went. But that was back when they were just starting it. They moved from the fire hall into the new building, and there were a lot of things going on at that point.
I think that would be a good start if they advertise when their meetings take place and how people can access and attend the meetings. And because if they want any contribution from McKellar, then the citizens have to know that, you know, what's going on at the museum. So,
good point.
I think with the fact that we do have our own museum, like to start contributing financially to two museums, just if we didn't have our own museum, I would probably lean toward contributing, probably not the $14,000, but at least something, just to, because then probably people are interested in our heritage, and our museum would probably maybe be active with the museum in Prairie Sound, so we would probably contribute, but we do have our own, so that's...
Okay, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Okay, resolution 24-159, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received a letter dated March the 4th, 2024, from Goldie Ladd, Central Treasurer of the McKellar Dutch Pastoral Charge of the United Church of Canada, requesting relief on the 2024 property tax on the manse. And further, the Council does hereby instruct the Treasurer to write off the 2024 taxes on the United Church manse, 2 Lakeshore Road, roll number 003-24000. Discussion? I know this comes up every year. Where is the Whitestone Council?
Yeah.
They're benefiting from this too. I mean, it's a dual charge, and they don't contribute to the manse. They have people sitting on the manse committee even from Whitestone. So, and I know we've sent requests before to the township, you know, why aren't you paying your share or your half or whatever? But they never do.
So can we send another one? Doesn't hurt.
I don't think it can hurt, because I just think, you know, fair is fair. It's it happens to be. Now, maybe they're going to use the same argument. Well, it's in McKellar. You're receiving all the benefits from having the Mann Center, whatever they are. But I don't know what the spin-offs are, but I don't know. I'll just put it out to council whether you think it's worthwhile. It's a new council up there.
Yeah,
so
that's what I was thinking.
Maybe.
You might.
We could use it as an Airbnb.
Yeah.
I don't think it would hurt to send out something to them and ask them if they would, you know, consider paying a portion of his share.
Do we know how much the taxes are on the property, and or any sense of it even?
I think it's over 1,000 now, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It used to be 800, but I don't know if it's 1,000, 1,200, or what it is now.
When the reassessment is done, yeah, we may want to be in
contact.
Yeah,
that's right.
With them.
Yeah, that's what I'm wanting as far as this goes, and I guess, you know, the tax date's coming up. They want some assurance that what we'll do, what we've done over the years, forever.
Yeah.
But I'm saying for the future, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's on your to-do list.
On the list.
All the questions and all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby direct staff to produce a new fees and charges bylaw that consolidates all fees and charges payable to the township. Further, that staff recommend fee changes were deemed necessary, and further, that this new fees and charges bylaw will repeal all previous fees and charges bylaw and fee schedules within other bylaws for ease and clarity. Discussion? It sounds like a lot of work just to research all the other ones that mentioned it. But it is confusing all the time. I find that too. My preference would be, and I've legislated, you probably can't do it that way. I know the fireworks has its own penalties in there, the fees and charges if you're charged for it, and some of the other noise bylaw. The fire has their own, I think, in their bylaw. And I don't know whether those could be, what I'd like to see, you know, with the bylaw itself, when you have to refer to a separate fees and charges bylaw, there's a lot of cross-references. Maybe that's a consolidation of what's going to happen here, that everything we brought together. I know it's Whitestone. It's going through the same exercise right now, and they had about 6 or 8 pages in their package for fees and charges for different services. And I know it covers a lot of different areas. But I think that's a, looks like a fair bit pulled together, but I think it's certainly worthwhile. My question is, would we have at some point a public meeting on that? When it's all put together, consolidated, and then put it out to say these are the new fees and charges. To let the public know anyway, but if they were interested in getting a photocopy or whatever they were going to do, or get a zoning bylaw amendment or what it's going to cost, they should be aware rather than just throw it out there and say that these are the new charges. As I say, I'm not sure what kind of response you'd get.
I wonder if that's covered in our notice bylaw, where it refers to when certain changes are made, that there is some notice given to the public.
Yeah, good to look at that.
And then I guess should be some justification when,
right,
you know, the fees or charges are changed. Would some of these fees include like the community center fees and building permit? Is it included?
Building permit.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Which. There's justification for both of those, you know.
I think we had a recent situation, bylaw enforcement working on changes or charges to parking.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted some reference to what it was before, sort of thing. So, as you say, that would be some reasoning behind the change.
Yeah.
We actually asked him to look at other townships,
yeah.
I think.
And with parking, it'll be the employee's time, you know, to write it up or, you know, find this there. So, you know, some justification, as long as council is aware, in case we do get complaints, or we're ready to answer the question from the public if we do have a public meeting, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I found it interesting in the, with the fire department bylaw that they're starting to, that they did make the changes, I guess, that they'll use the MTO rates as far as taking their equipment to the fire and that. And that leaves it, I mean, I don't know how often MTO changes their rates, but that doesn't put an actual figure in. That gives you an out by just saying we use whatever rates they use.
Yeah.
But
didn't they use them before?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, I thought they did. Yeah, for a while, anyways.
But I'm just saying it doesn't specify what the actual rates are in the bylaw. Maybe it's in the fees and charges. I don't know.
I had to go back. It was in the fire bylaw.
I've seen
that,
it because I thought that's...
Yeah, because it's so much for the first hour and then by the half hour afterwards it changes.
Okay,
but
so
I don't know what the dollar figure is at the top of my head.
Yeah, it could be in there then.
So the fees and charges, well, I would have all these fees and charges and fines, etc. in this in the document, but it will still have that specific for each bylaw that it's referring to as well, listed there as well? Just because why would you want to go look at try to find another second document instead of looking specifically at what you want to see in the original document or bylaw that it's referring to?
Yeah, for sure, I would agree with that it's going to be documented twice.
Yes.
You know, especially your community center, it's obvious that you don't want to say, okay, go through this bylaw over here to determine how much you're going to charge, so... Yeah, makes sense. It'll have to be documented twice.
Okay. so we're just producing it. There's no set date. Don't want to say we'll have it ready for next meeting or anything like that. Okay.
We're hoping to have it ready with budget meetings.
Oh, okay.
To kind of coincide, so it won't be too long.
Sounds good.
Yep. Yeah, they'll incorporate the hundreds of thousands of dollars of new revenue in our budget.
Oh, yeah. Try to collect it, yeah. Call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-161, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Kekkonen, be resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby award request for proposal 2024-02 for the Community Center kitchen renovations to Jantz Interiors in the amount of $72,930 plus HST of $9,480.90 for a total of $82,410.90. Discussion? I guess the question is on that, if we enter into this contract, if they're agreeable, the dates, is that going to be worked on? Or?
Yeah, we'll work with Mr. Jantz to have a date that will least conflict with the happenings in the community center, and the library's already said that they're wanting the kitchen to be a priority, so they put on hold the Cooking with James program or whatever we need to help get this done as soon as possible.
Excellent. So what did they think? It was a 6 week?
Yeah.
Roughly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it interfere with the thing you're having?
So that's what I'm going to talk to him about. He may be able to start, and then if we have the date we hold the meeting, April 12th, if he's not working that day, I don't think we necessarily need the kitchen. So I'll work with him on that, but we're going to try to get it done as soon as possible.
Was there some question in this quotation about the washroom in there, was it to replace the toilets or something?
Yeah, so he said, like, we were going to have the washroom painted and the floors need to be redone, so he said, we're in there anyway, should we just replace the vanity? Because it doesn't really work with that washroom, and kind of reconfigure it a little bit.
Yeah, I would almost lean toward, if he's here and he's doing all the work in that section, why not? Because budget, I think we still have enough in reserves to do that extra bit. I would lean that way myself.
So. And well, once someone shows you, can certainly negotiate with the work itself, the schedule. So that sounds good.
So there was a question with the liability insurance, and that was provided. What about the WSIB?
He's a sole proprietor, so WSIB informed him he does not need coverage, and any help he would have, helpers working with him, are their own sole proprietor as well, so he doesn't have any employees, so he's acting as a single person.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Any further discussion? We'll call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-162, moved by Councillor Ryden, second by Councillor Haskin, be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby not award the request for proposal 2023-13 to provide a review and new versions of the Township's zoning bylaw and official plan at this time. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-163, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Whereas the first and second reading of bylaw 2024-19 was carried at the regular meeting of Council on March the 5th, 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-19, being a bylaw to adopt a code of conduct policy for government officials of the Township of McKellar, in the third reading, and further passed an open council the 19th day of March 2024. And further, resolution number 05-157 is hereby rescinded. Discussion?
I need to bring up I know it's up to council, but should we be getting a comment from our chief billing official on this bylaw? Do you think that's necessary, his input, or has he had his input?
We have spoken with him about it.
Okay.
And there it did exist prior to.
Yeah.
He was not aware of that. We were not aware of it.
Right.
But it was in the form of a resolution,
okay.
And it's really not changing anything from what was in effect by the resolution.
Yeah, I didn't see anything that looks too awkward from what his view may be. So I just want to make sure that he's not in the other room steaming,
I'm
leaving because of it. Okay, as long as that's not happening, that Chris is fine with it. Okay.
And it was back in 2005, I guess, so
mm-hmm.
it needs to be up.
Mm-hmm.
And the amendments that were discussed at the previous first and second reading were incorporated.
Yeah.
Call the question then, all those in favor? Not opposed, carried. And resolution 24-164, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-21, being a bylaw to enter into an agreement with Bell Canada to provide to the 911 authority the next generation 911 services, the NG9-1-1 service, a first and second reading, and further read a third time and passed an open council this 19th day of March 2024. Discussion? Anybody? Understand all of the jargon? Councillor Tagna.
So, are all the local municipalities signing this?
Yes, and all of the local municipalities under the 911 authority need to sign it, or even if one member was out, then the whole region doesn't have 911 services.
Mm. I'm just checking because previously McKellar was the lead in the 911 organization. And I was just wondering if McKellar was signing on behalf of the other, because it talks about insert 911 authority name, so I was wondering if that was still a follow-through from the previous.
No, that'll be the Township of McKellar. Each individual municipality needs to sign their own agreement.
Okay, any further discussion?
So yeah, just... this is with Bell. I'm just wondering where the dispatch fits into this whole signing authority, because the dispatch in Perry Sound is the one that sort of oversees all of the 911 in conjunction with Bell, so. I'm not sort of understanding why McKellar is signing this when the dispatch in Perry Sound is the one that sort of oversees all of the 911. And just trying to make the link between Bell and McKellar Township.
Yeah, I'm unsure. And like every municipality in Ontario, if not even Canada, is signing this agreement. And it's a standardized agreement that was approved by the CRTC. So I too asked that as well. I know Rob Morrison, he said that at the Chiefs meeting, Dave Thompson did mention it to everyone asking if the region had signed the agreement because it's important that we do so we can continue services and don't have a disruption. But it came to the clerks and not the fire chiefs, so they were just wanting to make sure that all of our area municipalities had signed.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, call the question. All in favor? Not opposed, carried. Unfinished business, March 19th. Anything finished from the unfinished business?
I've been providing one update. Cogeco, finally, I just received the agreement for the purchase of the tower, so that will be on the next regular council meeting, although it does say different in the document in the agenda package because I just received it. So that will be one item that we can check off the list soon.
Okay.
I have been working with the insurance company again on volunteer waivers.
I didn't even want to mention it again.
Yeah, no. And every time they respond back, it just gets more confusing. So I've sent them a screenshot of Geography Network of the Stoneman Township property and saying, this case scenario was a private property, private road. The owner of the property was saying, I'm not doing any maintenance. These people did it on their own. Now the township owns the property plus these roads. Please advise on liability coverage in regards to private citizens working on these roads. That it's a township road, but it is unassumed.
Yeah, that's pretty clear, pretty straightforward.
So I'm hoping now she did respond back and she's sending it off to the advisors again. And I'm hoping that in that case scenario, just tell us yes or no. You know, is the township at risk by letting private people work on that? Or can they sign a waiver which alleviates the liability off the township? So,
yeah.
That's where that one stands.
Councilor Kaka?
A couple of additional items that might be added to the list. The J.L. Richards Report, Resolution 24111. Road Studies Cost Estimates, Resolution 24108.
Oh, sorry, the J.L. Richards, what was that one?
That was the report regarding what the municipality can do with, it's in the minutes, the March 5th meeting.
It will be on the next regular meeting. I just received it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's before it's on our list, it's done. That's good.
Yeah. And then the road studies cost estimates for the three listed roads, and that was in the minutes as well. 24108.
Oh, yes, those. And I'm not, we're in a situation there. Yeah, well, certainly that's down the road. Well, no fun. I think that's still on the works. It's good to put it on there because those will be done. Yeah, the studies that will have to be done in those three areas. So we're looking at 152, was it?
152
and the Lakeshore Boat Ramp.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's useful when you see things in the minutes and then they end up on this list, then you don't lose track, because when you start going back in the minutes, you know, months back, years back, you're like, whoa, there's a few things that fell off the radar here.
Yeah.
I have one more.
Yeah.
Azimuth.
Oh, yes, okay.
They have... They've sent the report to the Ministry of Environment recommending that there's no further testing that needs to be done, so we're just waiting to hear from the Ministry of Environment.
Oh, good.
That would be nice. New business. Public notices, announcements, inquiries, reports by council members, any committees, workshops?
Not since the last council meeting for me.
No. Okay. Consent agenda. Resolution 24-165, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the consent agenda for correspondence. Anything you wish to pull from that? Discuss? All the questions, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Question comment period related to items on the agenda. Anything from the public, in person or on Zoom? Okay, hearing done. Resolution 24-166, moved by Councilor Ryland, second by Councilor Hoffman. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-22, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council of first and second reading, further read a third time and passed at open Council the 19th day of March 2024. All the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 24-167, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar adjourn this meeting at 7:53 p.m. to meet again on March 28th, 2024 for a special open meeting of council to review and discuss the draft 2024 budget or at the call of the mayor. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor?